but remember how well you did it. Clark Carpet and Tile, 3302 West 6th Avenue.
KVOE's 20th annual Drive for Food is October 14th. Email KVOE at KVOE.com with your address. Then on the morning of the 14th, leave your non-perishable food donation on your front porch or driveway, and we will be by to pick it up. KVOE, live. Let's pack the Salvation Army pantry. And local. We couldn't do what we do without you.
My radio station.
Thanks for listening. 96.9 FM, 1400 AM, KVOE, live and local. KVOE News, live and local.
KVOE News time is 8:19, sunshine and 62. Today, sunshine and 89 for the late afternoon high. Well, several activities are on tap for tomorrow, and one of the big ones happens to be Wade's Ride. And we're pleased to be joined here by organizer Gail Barrett on the KVOE Sutherland studio line here this morning.
Gail, good morning.
Hey, Gail.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. How are you today?
Good.
Outstanding. Well, thanks for joining us here today. Obviously, Wade's Ride is coming up tomorrow, and I would assume you're pretty pleased with the fact that you're able to have it this year and also the fact that you've got a lot of activities coming for tomorrow.
Yeah, we're really excited that it seems to all work out this year. We started planning several months ago, and we're a little curious if it was going to pan out, but it looks like it's going to pan out, and in normal Kansas fashion, looks like we're going to have some record-breaking temperatures again, so that should be interesting too.
Yeah, normally high end or low end. It seems like when you have the ride coming up, 12 years now, Gail, and you have raised a lot of money to support community baby showers, not only in Lyon County, but this is now this tree's branched out to a number of surrounding counties as well, and also for the Halo Swaddle program at Newman Regional Health. Let's talk about the baby showers first before we get into the specifics of the ride. This is where the proceeds are going and to benefit so many. So tell us about the baby showers.
Yeah, so it's been 6 years, I think, now. We did get to hold a baby shower this year. We did it a little bit different and held it on a weekday and put in some smaller groups, so we had different sessions to keep those groups smaller, and kind of by accident, we really decided that that worked out pretty well. So I think going forward, we're going to have probably at least a couple sessions to break that down a little bit, so that was really nice. We had, I think, 70 families show up this year to get pack and plays, so we handed out 70 pack and plays. We were involved in Morris County's. Unfortunately, they did end up canceling theirs. But I know they have a really good staff on hand up there that's dedicated in getting those going. So I have no doubt that next year we'll be able to be involved in Morris County's as well.
And let's talk, too, about the Halo Swaddle program at Newman Regional Health. How does that work?
So we purchase swaddles yearly for the hospital, and every baby born at Newman's gets one of those Halo Safe Sleep swaddles. And then the hospital also uses them there so they can show parents kind of what a safe sleep situation looks like, demonstrate what they'll be taking home. And it really just initiates a conversation about safe sleep and SIDS as well, which is really one of the things we wanted to happen, was that parents were aware of what it was before they ever left the hospital.
One of the things that's been remarkable about this effort is how well it's been received, and to the point now where you have really expanded the availability here of options here through when it comes to SIDS awareness.
Yeah, that was the biggest thing, is we just needed education. We wanted it out. We wanted to be able to have people talk about it and understand that, unfortunately, it can happen. And unfortunately, it does happen, even still in our community. It still does happen. And we just really wanted education out there. I felt like the multiple avenues we could have information out there, the better off that our community would be.
If you could, Gail, share with us your story and how this all got started, Wade's Ride.
So our son Wade was at daycare, and he was 3 months old, which is really the median age, the prime age where SIDS seems to happen. He had rolled over onto his stomach and passed away at daycare. And, you know, it was something we had a little bit of exposure to, but nothing that ever signaled, you know, something we should think about or worry about over and over. And it was just really, when they started talking about SIDS, just really an eye-opening thing for us to realize that there's so many parents out there that didn't have that exposure either and just didn't know what to watch for, ways to keep their baby safe, the tools available, or unfortunately lots of tools that should not be available to use for their babies.
How long did it take you to really put a plan in action forward here to move from the tragedy that you had experienced and turn that into the education effort that is now in place today?
So we actually held the first wage ride just a few months after he passed away. I wouldn't say that was necessarily planned all that well. You know, we put it together. We knew we wanted to do something, but we had no idea what that was going to look like. This is our 12th one. So by the time the second and third ones rolled around, we were a little more comfortable in our skin, a little more comfortable sharing our story, which took a while. And I think at that point where we were able to talk about it and really educate and feel like we could own our story is really where things started to take shape and started to change a few things and really make WaveDride what it is today.
Well, you have accomplished so much, and you have shared so much and given so much over the past 12 years. It's really been extraordinary. Well, let's talk about the big event coming up tomorrow, and I guess what you'll be headquartered at the Boyer Building, correct?
That's right. That's right. We love that space out there. It's been so nice.
So when does registration begin? Let's talk about the events.
So this year is a little, we shortened things up a little bit and push start times back to hopefully avoid cold weather, which ended up not mattering, I think.
You've accomplished that, Gail.
I did. So registration for the motorcycle and vehicle poker run will start around 9. They can leave between 9:30 and 10. The route ended up being about 68 miles this year. We did shorten it, and we took the stops out, so it's just going to be a continuous ride, and they'll draw their cards before or after they leave. And then we are holding a 5K this year. We're going to use that beautiful new trail around the fairgrounds. And so that begins at 10, and registration begins at 10, and then the run will be at 11. And then we are going to have lunch. So we had originally advertised that we weren't, but we are going to have some sandwiches, chips, drink, and cookies. So we are doing that. The silent auction, we have a ton of awesome prizes. And so the auction's going to wrap up at 12:30. We will shut the silent auction down right at 12:30. And then for the biggest, I think probably, you know, thing that people are talking about is we were able to secure a signed Patrick Mahomes Chiefs helmet this year again. So we are selling raffle tickets, and we're actually going to sell those through match day. So match days allowed us to kind of combine events after October 1st for all organizations this year. So we're going to sell those raffle tickets, and we're going to draw on Facebook Live on match day. So that'll be really exciting.
Outstanding.
Ooh, that's a lot of stuff there, Gail. Wow.
Man.
I know. We've got a lot.
No,
it'll be
kidding.
Fun.
So can people register tomorrow at the event?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So motorcycle vehicle registration begins at 9, and then the 5K registration will be again at 10. And again, Gail and the crew there will be headquartered at the Boyer Community Building off of West Highway 50. Well, Gail, thanks so much for all you have done. It's been incredible what you've been able to accomplish. And, boy, the halo swaddles given away, the pack and plays at the community baby showers, it really is important and vital and helpful to so many here in and around the Emporia area. And good luck with that big event tomorrow.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Gail. Appreciate
Thanks, Gail.
Your time.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Yeah, Gail Barrett, the 12th annual Wade's Ride coming up tomorrow, Chuck.
All right. And if you'd like to be part of our morning show, next week is going to be really tough because we are already full. We've been full since about Tuesday, but we might be able to shoot.